Check.
Yep. It's working.
Thank you.
We're live.
Why?
I don't know. We're not live, but you know, like, it's recorded.
Why do you start us live and just not say anything to anybody?
Because it's more fun that way.
How is it more fun
that way? He literally doesn't let us set up an intro anymore.
No, he's like, and we're live. And we're like, oh, thanks. I mean, I was taking a piss in the sink.
All right, you want an intro? Then why don't you do an intro?
Okay.
It's not like we can't edit.
Wait, are we live right now? Are you fucking serious?
It's recording right now, yes. God, but I can edit it down to where we have an intro.
No, leave it in. Leave it in. I want everyone,
leave it in.
Everyone
yeah.
to hear this.
Why not?
Yeah. Keep it real. Yeah. Michael, we couldn't hear you because you didn't talk to the microphone.
It was a debacle. My bad.
There we go. There's approximately way too many motherfucking bodies on this couch. And
Todd, do you want to just come over here, buddy?
No, it's okay.
That's
I'm
an even smaller
bitch.
Couch. Yeah, you have like a good foot. You have a good foot you could move over too. Like, I just
want
to point
the pillow,
that out.
Todd. Just move the pillow.
Yeah, if you
way.
Move the pillow.
Bro, I'll move your fucking face, Dalton.
All right, what's the topic for the night, D? Right? This is your podcast. What's the topic for the night? How are we rolling?
Dick, that's all Dalton ever wants to talk about.
Wait a minute. What is it, though?
Wow. You know, I didn't think Todd would be this grouchy waking up from his little nap.
Bro, fuck you. I did not sleep.
He's
well.
Awake but asleep at the same time.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was just going to put a microphone and start going right in your face while you're sleeping.
I've had like 6 hours of sleep in the last 2 days.
What are you doing, buddy? What you got over there? Oh, you got another one of them.
I was
going to
light up a cigar, yes.
Oh, that's crazy.
No.
Oh, really? You think you're just going to light up a cigar?
Yeah, he just thinks he's that cool now, Todd.
Why? You want one? I got two.
Fuck it.
Here, I'll give you this one. That's the one I had last week. It's pretty good.
Oh, it's an acid.
Yeah, I'm going to try this one.
Yeah, I'll just sit here and smoke my fucking vape.
No, that's the name of them, the cigars.
Michael. What? He bought this at a store. Damn. But I'm sure Fidel Castro smoked an acid cigar every once in a while. Or like a PCP one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Formaldehyde PCP just really getting in there, Rebo.
There we go.
Okay, Dalton, I changed my mind. I actually do not want this. I'm sorry.
Okay. Throw it back.
You paid $11.50 for this bitch?
Yeah.
Hey, Todd, let me check it out.
These are good cigars, bro.
I'm gonna double check.
High quality.
See if they're any good.
Are you going to smoke that one, Nutty?
I'm going to look and see if it's worth my time.
Oh, my fucking God.
So
can I open it?
Yeah, if you want to, like, smell it or whatever, yeah, go for it.
Okay.
I haven't had this one. This is the first try.
The popping sounds are going to be brazy this time. I'm already calling it.
Well, I feel bad for whoever's going to edit this bullshit.
I got a tattoo today.
Yeah.
That's something new.
Yeah. What'd you get this time?
I got, originally I just pulled the stencil of a shark. I sat down with the artist, and he's like, how do you feel about a tiger shark? So it's got a little bit of stripes in it. Yeah, homie killed it. Went with my roommate, Michael. He also got a tattoo. It is a really dope little frog that this guy put way too much work in for $100.
Yeah, he did. Way too much. Like, he really did put way too much fucking effort into this for $100. Should've been more. Nope, did not give him a reach around.
He was behind a curtain, so I do not know. The homie that did your tattoo has a sick Honda Fit, like, slammed on fucking coilovers with big-ass wheels. It's actually fire. No, it was sitting out back. My artist had a GTI. The big dude, Ty, he drives a fucking... God damn it. He drives something cool, too. It smells really good. Yeah. It's got like a... Do you want a little torch?
I've smelled that before. That was the one I smoked last week. No, I got matches. Do you need a cigar cutter?
Dalton, I've been waiting. I've been asking you 3 times. You have one earphone on and one earphone off. And I was like, hey, can you get me right?
What, a cigar cutter?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can't. What? I can't hear anything out of my headphones.
Did you unplug them with your foot? Or your dummy thick thighs? Or are you just fucking with us again? I swear to God.
He does this every time.
See, the problem is you've cried wolf too many times now,
yeah,
Hudson.
Like,
this is your folly of a bed.
Say something. Say something. Let's make sure your microphone's working too while we're at it.
Can you turn him up a little bit?
I can't hear him.
Turn my headphones up a little bit, man.
I can't hear him.
It's one volume. It's one volume.
You're one.
Overall, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I was just saying, can you just turn that up?
Yeah, I can hear you. And it is showing up on the recording, too.
I can't tell if you're fucking with us anymore. Honestly.
I'm being serious.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
You can hear me. Okay.
It just sounds far away. I can't really hear you. It doesn't sound like I'm actually hearing you.
You guys can hear. Okay. Okay. So
there's
I'm not losing my fucking
can
mind
you hear
here.
Me, Dalton?
Yes.
Okay, good.
We're going to be talking about basketball. My boy Ian Gary got the victory. Let's go. UD over a tough fucking opponent.
Don't know. You get me right.
Yeah, we do USC stuff too.
Suck it. Fuck it, baby. Let's go.
So far, I've been awake for two fights.
Will you get me right?
Tonight, we have 276, Adesanya versus Cannoneer, Volkanovski, Holloway 3. Which is destined to be a fucking banger. And if they rob Max Holloway again, I'm probably just going to drive to whatever commission this is and just start killing folks. Yeah. The karate hottie, Macy Barber, back in this bizitch.
Sean O'Malley.
Yeah, Sugar.
Is he main card or is he prelim?
I can't remember. I think he's like first fight of the prelims. And then here's my dad's tougher than your dad, Donald Cerrone versus Jim Miller. I love how the joke lands on the one guy who's not on the microphone. Fuck everyone else here. You guys suck. Honey, are you okay? You just looked hurt. I looked over and you just looked defeated. We can't hear you. Why aren't you talking into the mic, silly Billy?
It's right here, dog.
Okay.
Hey, Huddy, you want to come pick up your cigar? Huddy, for a cigar? Huddy?
How am I going to hit it?
With matches that are in my hand. Do you see it?
The other end's not open, though.
Yes, it is.
Both ends open?
Yeah, both ends are open.
Yeah,
you hooked it up for me?
Yeah. You just have to light it. You don't cut this end. You just light it.
No. 17 times?
You light it once. You just have to puff on the cigar. It's not hard.
This 16 lines of blow and I'm fine. Break my bones, but act as my spine.
About to break my own spine. Jesus Christ.
Please.
I wonder who you'll fuck
you
when
broke
I
this
die.
Dog. This is dog shit. He terribly, terribly, terribly.
I did not cut that one very well. I will
Bro, you gave that thing up. A late circumcision.
No, I cut
Dude,
this one pretty smooth.
Fucked,
this thing looks
of
fucking
Of course
fantastic.
You did, you
So what's
your
topic
prick.
Tonight, Dalton?
I'm sorry. Huh? I'm going to stop being so angry,
Run
guys.
It back.
I'm sorry.
What's the topic tonight, Dalton?
Topic? Well, there was NBA free agency.
What the fuck is that, dog? Let's talk about real stuff that's going on. NBA frequency.
So, definitely the government's ran by pedophiles.
My point exactly.
Because what's the number one
but
way
sincere,
to get more kids
Todd,
molested?
Not, like, no.
You have more kids.
No, sincere.
No, I can't. That's not what
the
we do here, Hudson.
The fact that we're all trapped in a fucking matrix, dog.
Oh, god damn it.
I thought it was going to bring up abortion.
I did. No. That's what the joke was.
That's wishy-washy. It doesn't matter, man. It's like, if you don't have the money to fund another kid, why do you need another kid, dude? Like, it's simple as that.
Yeah.
If you don't have the money to fund it, why do you need another one?
And why
you
force know? That on people?
Why?
Yeah.
You know?
Why yeah. not?
And they were thinking, look, listen to this. I heard this on a video the other day. This chick said she was like... You know what? Think about it. We were just in, like, labor hardship for people. So you know what they do? They make.
They say.
No, yeah, I know, dude. They get all these jobs, right?
And okay, mark that, please.
They make everybody go to work.
Oh my god.
And then now all this abortion shit is like, now they're gonna make you have babies, so, and then they're gonna raise the prices. So now they raise the prices. So now you gotta go to work more, you know, make more babies that you can't pay for.
You can't actually everything raise.
Gets more expensive.
They're just gonna start opening like prisons as the recession camps.
Is coming, dog.
Yeah, it's gonna get real bad, real scary.
By technical define, it starts tomorrow, I guess.
Oh.
Yeah. Just by like numbers. By
Donald Cerrone making his way to the fucking cage now. I'm sorry, buddy. I do care about what we're talking about. I just. History always repeats itself. Okay, except I don't think we're gonna have another civil war, guys. Maybe not in the same, maybe not over the same okay. shit, but I can see
Hypothetically, we have a civil war.
Okay. All right, bet. Who are you siding with, the blacks?
I was going to go north or south, not black or white.
What do you mean, no? It's going to be like a race war.
Okay. Race war. What side are you siding with?
Yeah, I'm going with the blacks. What do you mean?
Oh, really?
Seasoned chicken and crime?
See. Got it.
No, got it. Leave that in. That was gold. God damn it. I'm all right. Sparta, New Jersey. That sounds like possibly the worst, best place on the planet.
You better fucking kick somebody like you were fucking Spartans did. If not, fuck this guy. You better fucking lose.
Jim Miller.
Don't you fucking say anything negative about Jim Miller, Dalton, you fucking fat piece of shit.
I'm not saying the man drives a Dodge Dakota, but he definitely does.
He's built like a guy who drives a Dodge going 90 everywhere. Like, you're speeding, and he's right on your ass, laying on the horn.
And you better bet your goddamn life that he does have a pack of Bush Light in the back seat.
A pack of Bush Light and a 16-year-old.
No, he's too drunk. His 16-year-old girlfriend's driving the bitch.
Oh, my God. And we got a commercial. Flo out here throwing that thing around, getting.
And we'll be back after this.
If you guys wanted the update on the Money in the Bank.
Okay, what's going on, buddy?
Currently, there are two women wrestling.
Hot.
Carmella, I think. Maybe. I don't know. And Bianca Belair. I don't care. I just the second I started talking about it, I realized I didn't give a shit.
That's.
I don't care.
Hey, Todd. You should give this a go. It's very smooth. Trust in what I'm saying.
I'm a little upset.
Go for it.
Remember, you don't gotta inhale, dog. You just go for a taste.
Yeah, you're just puffing on it.
We gotta hit it, my boy.
I'm stupid and I'm gonna inhale.
Pull it. No, don't inhale it. Just pull and put it in your mouth basically and then blow it out. And then go for the flavor. And then the nicotine will hit you regardless.
I find
that is kinda yummy.
Right? Right? Like for that. No reason. Like, what the hell?
I feel like to get a good pull on a cigar, you gotta clip it a couple times.
No, you gotta clip it right.
This is true.
Yeah, if you were to clip this right, I probably would be able to pull on it.
Dalton's used to pulling on phallic
things. Look at that. Do you see that?
Yeah.
I cut it just fine. I don't know what your problem is.
No. That's why yours is
like,
burning.
I'm sorry I didn't cut the whole ass end off of the fucking cigar and butcher it.
No, you just cut way too much off.
I might have. Online. That might be true.
Yeah, that's exactly what
I thought you were saying. I didn't cut enough off.
Too much.
He's inspecting the clippings.
I disagree, but whatever.
Michael, you leave Jim Miller the fuck alone.
Hey,
he's getting paid, honey.
The longer the ash you have on your cigar.
Not as much as
the
heat.
Colder that it will be, the shorter your ash on your cigar, the hotter it will be. And facts, too.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Did you hear me, Tom? There's a lady with fake titties.
Hey, leave her the fuck alone.
Hey,
they're beautiful titties.
The last lady they had didn't
beautiful
have no titties.
Titties.
She had no titties and no ass. She was just a pretty girl.
You know what? Jim Miller also has beautiful titties.
I said... The shorter the ash, on your cigar, the hotter it's going to be, and the longer the ash, the colder it's going to be. Yeah.
Interesting.
This has been your scientific moment with Huddy.
Facts.
That. I botched
science,
that.
Bitch.
No, it's facts. Like, seriously. But what's the topic, dog? Where is the topic?
If we had a topic?
I'm watching these old guys fight.
Name
okay?
a week we had a topic. We had a legitimate topic.
Well,
to talk
you guys
about.
Want more than 20 views, right? Like, come on now. Let's get a topic.
Okay. Well, what do you got for us, Huddy? What is your topic? You told me earlier this week you had stuff.
I did text you in the middle of the week, and that's when I was feeling really spicy, all right? Then I pulled up in your fucking driveway, and I lost it all. But
wow.
I was trying to, fuck. I wanted to talk about how we were, like, everybody's trapped and everything, and, like, how, like, serious the recession is coming, but, like, it's being brushed down. People don't know that it's happening, or they really, like, don't care, or they're blinded by it, you know what I'm saying? It's like a true thing, and like the poor are about to get extremely poor, and the middle cap, like the middle class where the people are making it, they're about to get pretty poor, and the rich are just gonna fucking keep getting richer, man. And it's a real thing that's about to happen.
That's when shit's gonna be overtaken at that point, straight up. Everybody's gonna take over. It'll happen.
Well, but think about it. It is our right. It says our right in the Constitution. Yeah. Dude,
it's our money.
It's our right, dog, that if we find our government unfit to run the country, that we can overthrow them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But dude, getting everybody to fucking do that, it's just, you know.
Look how many crazy motherfuckers try to go to Area 51. We get a whole army pissed off at the government. We're going to fuck shit up.
June 6th.
Everybody's going to unite.
Or January 6th. Wasn't that what happened?
Yeah, look what happened. Yeah, we stormed the fucking White House.
That did not play
to
go out.
People stormed the motherfucking White House. Whatever. Same shit, different day. It's all the same.
But if we can get everybody in the U.S., though. Everyone.
Exactly. You can't stop that.
It's got to be everyone.
You will not stop that. That's like, because you get everybody united. It ain't just, you know, like certain races. Like, every race is going to go at this. We're all going to be united. It's going to be hard to overtake it.
So
like, to lose at that point.
Would you rather that back, or would you rather Trump back in office?
Give me D Trizzy, boy.
The man, he was, people could say what they want, he was a good businessman. Look at the shit, how much it's changed in a year with Biden in the office.
Man, that's exactly what I said. Look,
the gas, dude, was so wonderful, under $2.
There was a video going right off that. He said, look. Look, you see the gas right now? The gas right now is $2, okay? Well, if you see Biden get in the office, the gas is going to go over $7, okay? Okay, it's going to go over $7. And then you know, look where we're at right fucking now, right?
Because he knows what was going to happen. He knew. But people still voted for fucking Biden. I don't know why. Whatever. Like, this is America's doing. Yeah, like, y'all fucked up. Like, y'all are going to regret this. I didn't vote for this shit. I don't want this.
So what do you think he's doing right now as he's watching everything that he said that was going to happen?
Wait, oh, I thought we were talking about Biden. I was just going to go in about, like, he's probably eating pudding laced with his medicine that the people have to, like, crush up, like, all the Adderall.
No, we were talking about Big T Daddy changed the world forever.
Okay, he's probably beating his dick right now. And he's just like, everyone wants me back, bro. He's hungry.
Shut up, dog.
He's running again.
Shut up. What do you actually think he's doing right now? Like, come on. He's
getting rich.
I haven't seen shit about him, bro. All these good posts are coming up about him, about all these favors he did for people, about everything that he's done to help people.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing all this shit where he was writing stuff, and I was like, damn, that is fucking crazy. Like, that blows my mind. But it's like, I haven't seen him talk in public or none of that shit. So, like, what do you think's going on? You think he's going to go for president next year?
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, shit.
Didn't Trump get divorced from his wife after she left off?
Feelings, no facts. Let's go with it.
All right. So I think the biggest problem with politics nowadays is most people.
Dude, my grandpa's going to hate this.
I hear this a lot where people are like, I don't vote because it doesn't matter. I don't vote because it doesn't matter.
I haven't voted the last 3 years.
Yeah, I recently voted for our, we're in Illinois, we had our governor race and all that stuff. I did vote. But also, after I went in very positive. I wanted Richard Irving. I thought he was Republican, but not all the way Republican.
Of course you want.
Somewhat.
You want better. Dick in office.
Right? Yeah, I wanted Dick Irving in office. Yeah, the original Dr. D, you know? Yeah, whatever. But I voted for him, and Darren Bailey won, and so did Pritzker. And what I think it shows is I think that a lot of it's people that watch TV, and people that watch TV are old people. And old people seem to be the only ones that really vote.
Dude. So I was literally sitting on my pot taking a shit the other day. And I got to thinking, the fact that you just said that, you said old people are the only ones that vote. I was like, you know what? Why? Nothing's happening.
No.
In this world, like all the problems are all, you know, all the old people are making all the decisions because our generations, nobody wants to vote. Nobody gives a fuck.
Our generation.
Like, bro, my grandpa's a perfect example, bro. It is, you wouldn't believe it until you had a conversation with the man. You know, he's a great man. Love him to death, but like when it comes to politics, he will like just blow your shit out the water, bro. I'm like, God damn it.
I think
I think
the biggest problem with like people our age and younger is a lot of them think that like posting on social media about things that they think are wrong or whatever will actually make a difference than actually going out and voting or protesting or something like that. And I don't mean, like, burning down buildings. I mean just, like, peaceful protesting, because that is, like, a thing.
So what is it but online? Is it peaceful fucking
that sounded
protesting
a bit
online?
A little fucked, maybe.
So what is it online? Is it peaceful protesting?
You know what I
online?
Meant. Fuck you. Mm-hmm. Huh?
What is it online, then? Is it peaceful protesting online?
I get it is, but it seems like a lot of... I think what it ends up being is it's a lot of people that they do that, and they're like, well, I did my part. So I don't have to do anything else beyond this.
Well, yeah.
Which
people are fucking lazy, dog.
Yeah.
We overthrow the government, boys. We rise again.
And that's why we need another 9/11. And
damn, dog. That's tough. Hey.
Don't give the government any more ideas, bro.
Bro, here comes CIA knocking, dog. Fuck.
I've got the perfect idea. They can blow up the whole state again. Of Mississippi, and everything will be fine.
Alabama. Make it Alabama.
Make it
both.
Alabama. Jesus.
Both. Okay. That's fine. Take
Florida too. Yeah. That whole southern region.
Just gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, take Florida. Leave Georgia. It's okay.
Yeah. Georgia. Well,
Georgia's fine. We'll let that slide.
Yeah. We'll let Georgia slide. They have Atlanta.
Yeah. Atlanta's cool.
Yeah.
That'd be a cool place.
They got a lot of black gay dudes.
Yeah. Peaches. I like peaches. The fruit and the ass.
Yeah. They do have that. Yep.
You seem like the type of guy that would get a BBL.
Dalton is a BBL.
I'm sorry, but what is a BBL exactly?
Oh, no.
A Brazilian butt lift.
Look at the two schwazzy man. You don't know what it is, Dalton. It's been 4 years, right? 4 years.
Now, when you say that,
you have an ass like Cardi B, basically.
So you're saying that I would be the one getting the BBL?
No, you are the BBL.
I am the BBL. Okay.
Yeah. No, it's in between rounds. Wait, what?
Wow.
No, it did. Yeah.
He choked him out.
Yeah. He got him with a fucking guillotine. Wow. Okay. Donald's
but
wrong.
Yeah, back to what
you
were saying previously, Don.
Yeah, I don't want to get sued by D. White.
Back to what you were saying previously.
I'm sorry. I got distracted by...
fucking roses and butterflies and grass, I guess.
Yeah,
huh?
Money in the Bank. They have a lady talking to a doll right now. Wrestling's gay. It sucks. yes, yes, that exactly. Alexa Bliss talking to a doll. They're exchanging gifts. It's still, it's somewhat better than our government times, but yeah, I don't know. I've ran out of things.
Oh, it's this Friday.
What is this?
The North New Thor movie.
New Thor movie?
Love and Thunder.
Love and Thunder.
Yeah. It's good.
Love and
Thunder.
Yeah,
this comes out Friday. That's Christian Bale. You want to go watch it Saturday?
Saturday?
Yeah.
As long as I'm not working, yeah. If anything, we'll do it fucking Sunday.
Fuck
Love and Thunder also sounds like an AC/DC album.
Hey, that's the weekend, motherfucker. We're all doing shit.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, you're right.
So we're going to go fucking see it. Yes. We should see it. Are you working Friday then?
Yeah, I work Friday into Saturday night. Friday into Saturday morning.
Fucking dog shit.
Next weekend?
Yeah.
And next weekend is the weekend that I'm going to be free all weekend.
Yes. So.
Okay.
Yes. That's the 9th, right? Yeah, weekend of the 9th. There is a celebration of life thing.
Yeah, what else is going on?
For my homie's friend.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, well, his brother, not his friend. Wow.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You were a shit person. You know that? You were garbage. Dear God.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably. It gets broken every fucking fight, dude. He's got a honker.
Wow. Look at Joe Rogan.
I love how he gets less and less neck every time I see him. Yeah, of course he is, dude. They both said this is probably going to be their last fight.
Wow.
Let's go out with a bang.
Putting the gloves and the hat.
Yeah, he's a cowboy, baby. Oh,
fuck yeah. Good shit. Good state of
fish. Fuck yeah, he deserves it. Future Hall of Famer.
I wish I had that Kid Rock song on the soundboard. I'd play it right now. I'm so pissed that I don't have it on the soundboard. That would be great. Oh. Close enough.
It was a General Lee horn. Sorry, I have to explain the soundboard to the other people in the room. Oh.
You know, I think there is a Hazard County in Illinois.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
Cook
so.
County.
Got him. Nice.
Fuck yeah, I'm hilarious.
Are you really?
Sometimes. Dalton, the way you just breathe sometimes just makes me so angry.
I love it.
Yeah, I know. Wow, okay. We're just going to sit here in silence.
So, Suns making any moves yet?
Bro.
Not yet, but I feel like they're really going to piss me off.
What do you think's going to happen?
I feel like they're going to do some dumb shit and get rid of Ayton. Well, Ayton's probably already gone.
Yeah, he's
regardless.
Gone. He's not coming back next year.
Bridges. I feel like they're going to get rid of Bridges. Going to keep Booker. And it's really going to piss me off.
I can only hope they trade Bridges to Chicago.
I would be so pissed.
Me and Michael were talking about it earlier. I would love if the Bulls traded DeMar DeRozan for Bridges.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, yeah.
Dude can play defense. He can score a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, if KD wants to go to the Suns, that's fine. Just give me Mikal Bridges. Not going to lie. I'll be okay with that.
Yeah, I didn't realize Michael was a Nets fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 10 years of fucking disappointment, and this is what's going to happen. See, championship is like dreams right here.
I have more respect for that than I do like the Heat fans from like 2011. They were like, I've been a Heat fan forever. And they're like, oh, do you remember like 2004? They're like, what happened then? I was a Cleveland fan then.
Like, I wasn't even a fan of the Nets until like when they moved to Brooklyn.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't really give a shit about them being in
Jersey. It wasn't like KD moved there and you were like, well, I guess I'm a Nets fan.
Right, like they had D. Will, Paul Pierce, like KG. I mean, granted, they were all old and shit, but like they still made the playoffs. You know, like it was pretty cool to see that like we could still like build up a decent team, like, you know, with the hype of the move and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I kind of rolled with it. I mean, been through a lot of years of seeing some like horse shit. So like with KD whatnot, it's nice.
Yeah.
And now he's going to be gone because he wants gone. So, thanks to fucking Kyrie.
You got a poker for this cigar?
Poker?
That's a long, very small round.
Okay, buddy. Be safe. Don't die. Stick. I assume you're
no,
on your bike.
I don't have that.
Oh, fuck. All right, good luck, buddy.
Well, there went our live studio audience.
My throne has been reclaimed.
Your
Guns
throne.
And Roses.
Yeah, this is where I slept for my power nap.
So, like, okay, look.
Hey, what buddy, up? Buddy. Look, if he falls asleep on us, I'm going to need you to kick him.
I ain't falling asleep.
Me,
don't worry.
Me and Todd have a habit of falling asleep together.
Literally, last time I fell asleep on the floor.
Yeah, no. You fell asleep on the floor. He fell asleep in the chair.
And then I came over here and fell asleep. And
wait, you started like your night asleep on the floor. When did that happen?
I don't know. I remember I woke up like face down with my boxers and a hoodie on, and that was it. And I was just laying there like a dead body, like arms out to the side, just.
Jesus
fucking Christ. I woke up in a pool of my own drool. I was just like, who the fuck am I?
Dude, I woke up at like 3:45.
In the afternoon or a.m.?
No, a.m. And I was like, what the fuck, dog? And then like you slowly started waking up. And I was like, hey, man, what's going on? And you're just like, ah. And I was like, damn. Well, what's up, man? And you're just like, ah. And then you just like laid back down. And I was like, okay, well.
Yeah, that sounds exactly.
I'm a split dog. I hope you get some ah out of your system. See you tomorrow.
The ass out of your system. That's funny. Oh, shit.
Ah.
So, what was the other thing that happened? I feel like there was something.
There was the Spurs let that one guy go.
Murray?
Yeah.
To the Hawks?
Yeah. Yeah. I did like that trade.
Yeah.
It was cool that they were like, hey, we don't want you wasting your career. We think you're special.
Hey, Todd, can you get the ashtray?
Fuck.
Thank you.
No. So, Murray went to the Hawks.
Hello, my boy.
did you see the shit with the redheaded chicken fucker on Fox Sports? Used to be on First Take.
No, I have no idea who you're talking about. But
Shit Bayless.
Oh, yo, Skip?
Yeah.
Come on, Skip.
Yeah.
Come on, Skip. Yeah, what happened?
Well, he has been on like a tirade on Twitter.
Yeah.
The last few weeks. He took shots at LeBron. Or not LeBron. At Russell Westbrook. And then I think he took shots at like Kyrie and KD too. But it's just been funny watching him just get destroyed by every single person in the media.
But I'm just saying, like, I'm
JJ Redick's went after him. It's great. Draymond Green was talking shit about him. I love it, dude.
Fuck Draymond Green.
I mean, yeah, but also, fuck. I would take Draymond over Skip Bayless any day.
I mean, facts. But I mean, did you guys see the Warriors in the locker room screaming, fuck Draymond, fuck Draymond.
Oh, my God.
After they won the title, they were screaming, fuck Draymond.
Oh, my God.
Hilarious. So, Skip Bayless is pretty fucking funny, though.
Yeah.
If you look at his shit as, like, entertainment, it works.
Yeah.
Because he says a lot of wild shit.
A lot of wild, sometimes inaccurate.
Hey, being a wild boy, you're going to take some shots and miss, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just definitely bound to happen.
Yeah, we know. I've done this podcast with you for quite some time, so.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I am, I am not the wildest of boys, but I am a pretty wild boy, yes, and I do take shots that miss.
Yeah, especially if you give them, like, four beers.
What about the draft, though? Like, the results of that?
Malt liquor. I'm sorry.
You drank malt liquor?
Yeah, that's what Ice House is.
Okay.
I'm honestly surprised. I didn't know you drank that. But, yeah, what do you think about the draft, though?
I was surprised to see that that Pablo or whatever his name is,
yeah.
Number one. Did you see the shit with Chet Holmgren? Where he got drafted and they asked him, who's your favorite NBA player? And he was like, me.
Like, that's the confidence you need to, like, in that league, honestly.
Yeah, but also you're 7'4" and weigh about 190 pounds. So
that's that Larry Bird-ass energy. Give a fuck how big he is. I guarantee he's going to be a dog.
He might. Him and the other dude that the Thunder have, they're going to get confused for each other. I feel like, because they're both 7 foot and skinnier than shit. So I don't know. I don't have high hopes.
They're the new Twin Towers. That's all it is.
Bro, no, that's Minnesota, bro. Ooh, Todd, what'd you think about Minnesota?
Rudy Gobert.
Wee-wee.
Hello, I'm Rudy Gobert. What do you need help with?
Oh, you...
This place is fucking cold.
Bro, wasn't Jazz made Louisiana?
Huh?
Was Jazz made Louisiana?
Yeah, in New Orleans.
Okay.
Yeah, New Orleans used to be the Jazz.
Okay, so...
this is turning into a Swedish accent.
So he felt the French home grow back to the Creole ways. He wanted to be a dirty swamp boy now.
But he's in Minnesota.
Yeah.
So he would just...
All right,
I butchered this
entire ordeal. I don't know where I was going with that. I had like a French Creole joke I was working on. And then...
back to the Swedish accent. Hello, I am Laurie Markkanen.
Okay, he went to Minnesota. Good, so his career's over. Hilarious. But Minnesota does look like a fun team to watch.
Yeah, they got Karl-Anthony Towns, Rudy Gobert, Anthony Edwards. Oh, holy shit. God.
Anthony Edwards is a good boy.
Oh, shit.
He is crazy good, so athletic.
They're gonna score a fuck ton of points.
In the paint. Exclusively in the paint.
Their defense perimeter-wise is going to look like dog shit because they got D'Angelo Russell. But
yeah, there is no defense when it comes to that man.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's a bucket when he can't when he's on, but yeah. There's no defense involved.
Yeah.
Anthony Edwards is going to have a pretty decent shooting year. I think the numbers are going to keep climbing.
Yeah, he can shoot a little bit. He's not bad.
But that hyper-athleticism is just fucking wonderful.
I had him being like Andrew Wiggins. Overhyped, get in there, realizes in Minnesota, and then just give up on his NBA career completely.
It kind of felt like that at first.
But he's actually showing like he gives a shit. So, like, there's hope there for Minnesota.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it sucks they're kind of in the West.
It's going to be crazy when they trade him to, like, because I could see Anthony Edwards being like, I want to go play for, like, Atlanta Hawks maybe because he's from Georgia.
That'd be fire.
Or I could see him being like New York or some shit too, because it's a big market, and he seems like a guy that would want that.
I mean, Brooklyn, cool. If he goes to the Knicks, it's just a bad idea. Look what happened with Melo.
Yeah, but there's certain players that like to go there because of the attention they get.
Yeah, but fuck the Knicks.
I mean, look at your boy KD. I mean, he was definitely going to go to one of the New York teams because of the attention. It wouldn't surprise me if he's like, I just want to get traded to the Knicks.
But anywhere KD goes, though, like, he's going to get the attention because it's KD. He is one of the best scorers in the league.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, honest opinion. And that's what pisses me off about him wanting to leave. Like,
and I think the large market argument about, like, it being popular, I think it's dying out, especially the last few years. Like, if you look at, like, Ja Morant, he really got a lot of attention.
The Hornets.
He's on Memphis. The Hornets, yeah.
As long as they can keep fucking Miles Bridges out of getting arrested.
Yeah, he's I don't think they're re-signing him.
Phoenix is growing. Their market's been growing.
Yeah, Phoenix is growing.
If they get KD, that's going to be scary.
This is all bad news for me as a Bulls fan because we've had a large market. We could have been playing as like a large market, but the ownership has treated it like a small family business.
But you paid LaVine now, though.
Which they are finally turning around paying guys like LaVine.
You trade for his ass. I'd hope you'd start paying him.
That might be one of the few moves they'll do this offseason, though.
It made me really happy to see them actually pay him, though. Like, give him the franchise extension.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Fire.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Can we talk about Luka and that Boban dude, like, getting separated? Yeah.
That is
heartbreaking.
That is
dude.
The most saddest thing in the NBA. Nobody's talking about
it. I know. No one really talks about it.
It's depressing.
Because, like, those two are so fucking cool together. Like, how are you going to break that up, Dallas?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so upset.
They're, like, actually best friends.
Where did he get traded to?
Oh, fuck.
Wasn't it the Hornets?
It was the Rockets.
Yeah, it was the Rockets.
Oh, my God. Boban's career's over.
Yeah.
Oh, it's fucked.
He's been fucked. Just there for funsies, okay?
Yeah, but he's not even going to have fun in Houston.
No,
Houston's just garbage fucking
have
team.
Fun playing
but
with...
Christian Wood gets out of there, and I think that's a good move on his part.
Yeah.
I mean, going to the Mavericks, like, you got to play it. You're on a playoff contending team.
Yeah.
Time to shine, bro.
Yeah. And who knows? Maybe Boban can turn around Jalen Green and his trash ass.
He gets cut. The Mavericks sign him for like $2 million.
That's what I hope happens.
Me too. And he just sits on the bench and he just talks to Luka. Like, that's it.
You know what? If I was running a team, I would be trading like 5 first-round draft picks for Boban right now.
Yeah.
Just because, like, hey, you can play here until you're like 50. We don't care. We'll pay you whatever. We'll pay you the minimum till you're 50. We just need you to get us Luka. That's all we really need. Maybe that might be the long-term plan for Houston, maybe.
That's the long goal.
Yeah, they're like, we'll take Boban now, and we'll take Luka later.
Again, a ring girl with no titties and no ass. Oh, wait, no, she kind of had titties. Never mind.
She had a decent face, at least.
Yeah, no, they're all pretty women, but usually they just have, like, the fattest, fakest stripper titties.
And it's in Vegas, too. It's in Vegas, so, like, those titties should be popping.
So they should have went and picked up some strippers.
I mean, they're in Vegas. It shouldn't be that hard.
Yeah.
I'm sure they could walk outside right now and find at least 10.
There's probably some in the arena. You already know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, rich guys got to get dates somehow. They pay strippers.
Rich guys don't date. They work out.
I feel like if I ever went to Vegas, I'd either come back broke or end up dead from having too much fun in Vegas. Not going to lie. Definitely be gambling like a son of a bitch.
Did you put money on the fight, Todd? No, you didn't put any money down?
No, I should have.
That was already over, damn.
You know what doesn't make any goddamn sense? Gambling on professional wrestling.
Literally.
Am I the only one that thinks this? Like,
that is retarded. I didn't know that was a thing.
It's the goofiest shit ever. Like, there's certain aspects, like, maybe this might happen, like, predicting, like, what
do they bet on plays on Broadway?
I mean, for Christ's sakes, they might as well.
Like, Jesus.
or maybe, like, the way the fucking fight ends, like,
yeah,
the winner
yeah,
is,
yeah.
And, like, how they, like,
did how they do it, yeah.
Yeah,
that might, that makes sense,
too. Like, make it, like, more
but just,
complicated.
Like, who's
going to
win strictly? It's like, some of these you can just, you know.
Yeah, because it's all, like, scripted in a way.
Yeah.
But, like, it's still good stuff to watch. Like, you know, some storylines are good, and some aren't. Like, that's just how fucking wrestling is, but they fix it at some point.
Yeah.
My boy Jalen Turner got the fucking win in the first round, rocked dude with a straight right, and then set up a fucking guillotine and worked all the way in to fucking mount for it.
Speaking of Jalen, what did you say his name was?
Jalen Turner.
Jalen Turner. Dalen Terry, the Bulls drafted. Apparently, Summer League, I read this earlier. Him and Patrick Williams have been getting into it. Like, trash-talking each other in practice.
Yeah.
And he got voted first day in practice as the most hard-working player on the team.
Mm.
So I think we might have snuck in a good pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, my boy's actually trying to head to the UFC as well. He's trying to get some offerings and stuff. One of my guys that I went to high school with. He's a state champion coming out of Texas.
Nice.
Fuck yeah.
It's pretty fucking good.
I mean, if he can get on... PFL is like the number one leapfrog to the UFC right now. Or if he can get in Cage Warriors over in Europe. Either way, if he can go to one, Bellator, PFL, he can make quite a pretty penny. Granted, it's not worth it compared to, like, the rest of your life.
Did you like that cigar, Huddy?
Bitch, it tasted really good, bud. Really good.
It was so good. Oh, you guys don't watch Meat Cannon. Never mind. Okay.
What? Fuck.
It's a weird, really, really, really weird cartoon about SpongeBob. What? You guys have never seen the Meat...
Talking about the band episode?
No. It's like a YouTube thing. It's an animation, but it's really creepy.
I don't think so.
I think you've shown me it once.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it's got some weird vibes to it. SpongeBob's secret ingredient for the Krabby Patties is himself in this dark universe. Yes. It's so fucking good. Yeah, it's from the video, I'm sorry. There's going to be like one person who gets the reference and is going to giggle, but no one else here does, but it's fine.
Dang!
Yeah. It hurts my throat a lot, yeah.
Huh. You know what doesn't hurt my voice?
dick.
My Rudy Gobert. Hello. COVID. COVID. COVID.
Do you get the meme, honey? Rudy Gobert was like the first COVID outbreak in the NBA. Right, and like right when it, like right before it all broke out, he like went out and like touched all the microphones at the press conference. Like every single one of them. Hilarious. Fucking
so
hilarious.
He made everybody get COVID.
Essentially, yeah. He gave like four people on his team COVID. And, like,
I
the
think
same.
He tested positive like the next day.
Okay, yeah.
Which was, yeah.
Hilarious.
And Mitchell was one of them. They got a.
Yeah, it was Mitchell too.
Which, in retrospect, I think Minnesota can thank him for doing that because now they have Rudy Gobert.
Yeah.
Because that, I think that's what kind of.
He was a good pickup for him, honestly.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of talk about Mitchell like wanting him gone after the whole COVID shit has happened.
Yeah.
But now it finally happened, so. Yeah. I just kind of wonder how Utah's going to recover with that.
Utah is one of the smarter teams in the league, so I feel like they'll rebuild.
They're like a medium-sized market, but like,
yeah, they're not huge, but they're good. They're like good at drafting and that kind of thing.
They're good at building a team for a while. Then like once it doesn't work, they kind of just blow it up, you know, go for draft picks, do the same shit.
Yeah.
But like back in the day when like the Jazz had D-Will.
Yeah, which when you really think about it in retrospect, that was not that long ago.
Yeah, that's true. It was like what 08.
That was like 09. Yeah, like a little over 10 years ago.
Yeah, but it was wild, though. Yeah. Jazz were actually really good back then.
I mean, can you name one time Minnesota was a good team?
No.
Like, Karl Anthony Towns was probably their best player since, like, Kevin Garnett. And that was the, like, 2004 and 5, somewhere
KG
in there.
KG won the MVP that year, didn't he?
07 was the last time it was on, I think, the Timberwolves.
I know, 2K17... I got a guy on the Timberwolves. We went to the finals. That was a good year.
Yeah, yeah.
I had LaVine and Towns, like Towns rookie year, so it was like good time.
Yeah. Yeah, you really they do a good job of drafting. They just do a terrible job of managing it.
Developing and shit.
Yeah. I mean, they
like LaVine didn't, I mean, he was developing into a shooter, but then when he went to the Bulls, like you noticed a lot more he's shooting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's shooting pretty efficiently, I think.
Even when he was on the Timberwolves, you could see it in glimpses.
Yeah, he'd have nights where he'd drop, like, you know, 30 pieces, like, in a row. It's like,
but
okay.
They try to take a shortcut and trade for Jimmy, and that team was not built for Jimmy. They were too fucking soft.
Yeah, no, I remember, like, when he, like, screaming, like, y'all fucking need me or some shit.
Yeah.
That was funny, though, because he wasn't wrong.
I think Izzy's going to win tonight, boys.
No, he's not.
See,
you're wrong. He may look like he's skinny and weak, but he is the best striker in the UFC by far.
I just came up with a great idea. You know how, like, okay, so professional wrestling, they sometimes have celebrity matches?
Yeah.
I think what the UFC should do is have celebrity matches. And I don't mean, like, Logan Paul or some shit. I mean, like, get, like, literal actors that don't fight. Like, Denzel Washington versus, I mean, like,
Samuel L. Jackson,
yes.
Let's go.
Perfect.
Let's go. I'm down.
There can only be one second coolest black guy next to Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the fight we have to see.
That's the belt they're getting. Second coolest black guy in Hollywood. Morgan Freeman's going to referee.
Oh, fuck yes.
And narrate.
And narrate. He'll do both.
Just hear Morgan Freeman heavy breathing, and then he lands an overhand right. I wish I had a better Morgan Freeman voice.
It's so hard to do. It really is.
Do you got a Morgan Freeman voice?
It's ass.
Okay.
Ass.
Gas, grass, or ass. No one rides for free, baby.
Ass.
Dad.
I feel like I could do it if I can't think of how he talks. To think.
Just think of God. God and the cool side of your pillow, yes, sir.
Don't forget to do that.
Hello. 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 Hello, I'm Batman.
You sound like Christian Bale Batman mixed with like someone trying to do a Wolverine voice.
Hi, I'm Christian Bale.
I did Batman. Where's the trigger? Where are the drugs going? Because I need to put them in my ass.
That sounds like a Batman parody I'd see on Facebook like 4 years ago. He sounds like that dude. Not even gonna lie.
Where were the drugs going?
What? Why do you sound like that?
I don't know. I haven't figured it out yet.
Where were the drugs going? It's too high pitched. Try something else.
Where were the drugs going?
Okay. What was that? I love how we're just quoting a fucking P. Ohms video. What are you looking for, homie?
No, that was Muscle Man, bro.
My mom.
You said what was that? That was Muscle Man.
You know what was another great video online? Do you remember the Spider-Man thing where like he lands on the building with Mary Jane and she's like, "Who are you?" And then it cuts to like different things he'll say.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god, that was so fucking great.
No, thanks, Doc.
You remember the picture where it was like Spider-Man stuck on the fucking He's at the top of like the skyscraper just hanging off looking on the side and it's a reflection and it's like 7-year-old me stuck on the side of the pool. It's fucking
yeah.
Hanging on Spider-Man.
Wow.
The perch with like the one arm on the side of the pool.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, the champ is here.
Mint.
Those glasses are
drippy.
I will say this. They're glasses that look cool on him. I know if I wore them
you look like a retarded gay
I would look like I'm either gay or just nuts.
Why? Probably both.
Why wouldn't you just
the
rock
necklaces
them?
Are the bottom two, like the gold chains, are cool.
I like the pearls.
I don't know how I feel about the pearls, man. Yeah, but like, you look generic.
Another champ is here.
He looks
Mr.
generic.
Mr. Volk, Chef Volk. He used to be a rugby player that weighed 190 pounds.
He looks like the bad guy in every USA Network TV show.
but he's like one of the henchmen.
Huh? He looks like Jason
Statham. I mean, yeah, he looks like an Australian Jason Statham.
He looks like a badass version of Jason Statham.
There we go, yeah. I wouldn't fuck with this guy. I'd probably fuck with Jason Statham.
You'd fuck Jason Statham.
I mean, if it's on Wednesday.
Michael will fuck Jason Statham. OnlyFans coming out soon.
Yep.
Bitch. Yeah, go ahead and find the fucking sound clip. Go ahead and fucking do it.
I really wish I could do OnlyFans.
The OnlyFans is Loose Sphincter 69. Subscribe like $5.
In front of a camera every day.
Take this. I'm gonna go check my laundry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Be entertaining. Have fun, guys.
Maybe. I'm Pickle Rick.
When is they gonna make another season of Rick and Morty?
I don't know. I quit watching after like the third or fourth season. I feel like
the fifth season was pretty fire.
I get bored with shows after a while.
Yeah.
So then I won't watch them, and then like years later I'll be like, "Oh shit, yeah, they did release like a season a year ago," and then I'll watch it again.
Yeah, I watched season 5 like probably a couple months after it came out. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
It's not bad. Like I don't want to like start rewatching it.
Yeah.
Talking about Rick and Morty, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched season 6, the season finale. It was okay.
Yeah, it's 6 like, seasons now.
Yeah, I believe it was 6 seasons. I could be tripping. But I watched it all the way through, and I've just been waiting for more to come out so I can watch them.
Yeah, those
human fecal matter.
Kind of fecal matter. What the fuck?
Human fecal matter.
Okay.
Why are we human fecal mattering?
I don't know.
Why
are you flexing, bro?
It's sexy guy Jim out
wow.
here.
Wow. You know what you look like right now? This looks like...
Sexy guy Jim out here.
You look like every video game.
Oh,
like, when
shit.
The, when you're in the create my character,
yes.
That's what you were doing there.
Yeah. That was the fucking pregame lobby create character.
Yeah.
Let's create
okay,
avatar.
So the pants are not bad. The shirt, I like the logo. I don't know about the color.
I fuck with
the color. It's like a light.
I mean the color.
The color is fine.
The color fits you. Yeah.
The color is fine.
Yeah, the color fits you. Yeah. You know. I feel like you gotta do orange hat because the shirt looks pink, more pink I think with the pink hat.
Do black or gray?
Yeah, black or gray would be fire.
And navy blue.
Okay, it's the middle of it's the beginning of July. Where are you putting on this?
It's rain.
Yep, that works.
That's why.
That works good.
I'm gonna go bust out the leather jacket that's in my car.
That looks good, Todd.
It's red, so that'll be fun. Todd. I know where your weaknesses are.
His right ankle right now.
Right ankle and that fucked up hand of yours. And you have a fresh tattoo, so.
Yeah, we gotta set that bitch.
All I gotta do is just give you one little smack right on the wrist.
That'd be almost entertaining.
Hey, Michael.
Huh?
No.
I got a fresh tattoo as well. Not a chance.
You know what? Fair enough.
I will domestically abuse him.
I feel like we did. I feel like when, like a couple years ago, we did that to somebody.
Yeah, I think so. Andrew, I used to do it to Andrew Robinson all the time.
Yeah. Fucking Whitey would always like threaten to do that to us. Didn't he almost do it to you?
Yeah. I feel like there was somebody that they had gotten a tattoo on their forearm. Or like the wrist?
I'm pretty sure it was Andrew and I slapped the fuck out of it. Over at Stuart Lawrence's house.
Maybe. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Did you see our boy Matt's in town?
Yeah.
Yeah. I asked him if he wanted to come by. And he just got back to me, I don't think.
Yeah. Him.
Yeah, like, no, I'm not.
Him and dude called me and they said they were going to stop by at some point. Or text me and see what I was doing tonight. And I haven't heard shit from him.
Hold up.
It's fine.
Oh, he said they're grabbing Subway and they might be by a bit later. I don't know exactly when he sent this message, though.
Okay, I am planning on going to the bar at some point here soon.
Bar?
Yeah. We're going to go to a bar and get a couple drinky drinks. I'm thinking about going to probably Joe's and Matt Toon.
Did you get rid of that box, by the way?
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. You're the worst. Leave my goddamn box alone. Open your mouth wide and take it. You fucking bitch. No, I didn't throw away the fucking box. Okay, do you got a problem with it?
I'm just saying that...
What? What, bitch?
Okay. Okay. Just wondering. Just wondering. So you're going to the bar, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what bar are you thinking about going to?
Fuck, I mean, fuck, we can cut this all out. Probably either Joe's, the Castle, I don't know yet, over in Mattoon.
Rookies, huh.
Never been to Rookies. I get anxious in new places.
I feel like I don't know where I'm going with this. I ran out of I
all right, bro.
Fucking lost me.
Good talk.
Yeah. I don't really like bars.
I like it sometimes.
I just
like if it's not just a bunch of people trying to fight, it's usually a good time.
See, that's my thing. I like when we went to the worst place at one time and it was kind of dead. I liked that.
Dead bars are fun as shit in yeah. small towns.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I like
Joe's. That's not a fucking dead bar.
Yeah, I know. I know. I know.
Just remember, police are gonna be out there tonight too.
Oh yeah, it's 4th of July weekend, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I think what I'm gonna start doing is I'm gonna start putting this on like. So this isn't going to come out this weekend. We're not going to put out one this weekend. I'm going to put it out next Saturday. And then the one we record next Saturday, I'll put it out the following Saturday.
Like every other podcast on the planet, yeah.
Yeah, make it way easier than having to do it. Like record tonight and then edit tonight and then put it up tonight. Fuck that, I'm over this shit. So I'm making this easier on me, okay?
I'm surprised you haven't done this earlier.
I I really should have.
And then Huddy's out here passing out on us.
We are an hour but in, it's boys.
Okay. It's okay. We still alive.
This is...
I saw it. I rustled you from the grasp of sleep.
The slumbers have caught my attention.
So what time are you planning on going there?
Yeah, Todd, what time are you planning on going there?
It'll probably be like 9:30 or something, bro.
9:30?
Yeah.
That's coming up quick, bud.
Yeah, it's currently 9.
Yeah.
And we're an hour in, so we're just going to do a really short podcast then?
Yeah, we should wrap it up right here at an hour because I'm telling you, short podcast pulls the attention of the audience.
Do you want to wrap it up? I don't.
I feel like we could go a little longer.
We could go a little
longer. Go all the way till fucking midnight, bro.
I feel like we should go a little longer since we're going to have to cut some stuff, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's always something that has to get cut.
I just didn't know a lot about the topics that we'd previously discussed, so I just didn't say anything on it.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's okay.
That's fair.
Okay, not everyone just watch the TV and watch me struggle. Yeah, fuck you guys. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm trying to pull up the stream of the UFC 276 card.
Wow.
Totally not illegal.
So you have to go to the internet?
Shut the fuck up.
It's not on ESPN's app? I feel like that's the legal way of doing it.
Shut the fuck up.
I mean...
Shut the fuck up.
Did you know there's not a BR Live app on the Xbox? I want to talk about... This pissed me off, okay? There's not a BR Live app, and that's the only way to watch the goddamn AEW pay-per-view last weekend. So I had to... I just stream it. I don't know. My phone quit. Like, shut it off or whatever. But I'll pull it back up. But, it just, yeah.
Oh, no. I don't think that's how that's supposed to look.
Let's see.
Hentai heroes.
Wow.
What the fuck?
Hell yeah, brother. Hell yeah. I guess we know what Todd was doing earlier.
It's a pop-up from this totally legal website I'm using. Okay.
This does not seem like a total...
Shut the fuck up, Dalton. God damn it, why are you snitching? Illegal.
Now I am streaming the Money in the Bank pay-per-view through Peacock, which is legal. I want to point that out. I wish I didn't pay for it because this is garbage and I don't really care. But Natalia's got some big tits. I'm gonna point that out too.
That's good facts.
Big facts.
Big facts.
Big heavies. Big heavies. Not little heavies, big heavies.
Oh, yeah. Big monstrous heavies. If you take Ronda Rousey out with fucking just one titty.
I'd love to get taken out by one titty.
Oh, yeah.
Same. Or like a fat ass, that'd be nice.
Either way.
That'd be sick. He's got more pearls on in the fucking, in the pre-fight video, let's go.
So is it just one main event then?
No, there's two main events.
Two main events? Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, there was the other guy. Okay, yeah.
Volkanovski and Holloway 3, which Holloway should have won the second fight, but whatever.
So who do you got winning tonight?
Holloway, just because, okay. I'll never vote against Max Holloway just because I love him. And Izzy. I think Sugar might lose.
Is... So who's fighting...
What?
I'm confused. It's Matt Holloway and...
Max Holloway.
Max, not... Yeah.
The blessed one. Yeah.
Okay. And then, who's he fighting?
Jared Cannonier is fighting Israel Adesanya.
Okay.
Jared, the killer gorilla, that is his actual nickname. That is not a racial slur towards him. Hilarious. He picked that. Wah, wah, wah! That's a chimp, but good enough.
Close enough.
Good enough. Jared Cannonier is a wrestle-focused pressure fighter, and we've seen so far Izzy picks those guys apart.
This is some really, I am, my brain is half working. This is some captivating shit right here that we are doing right now.
Yeah, I think Huddy was right. We probably should have cut it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we're losing steam.
I'm trying to carry, and I have slept the least.
Yeah, this is miserable. Yeah, so let me try this. Okay, so Rhonda is taking on Natalya tonight.
I don't know who that is besides Rhonda.
For the, okay, yeah, you take over. You take over.
Yeah,
over.
She's still fighting?
She's in WWE.
Oh, shit.
She's the current SmackDown Women's Champion.
Still the baddest woman on the planet when it comes to wrestling.
Yeah. She's pretty good. Pretty good at wrestling, actually.
Oh, yeah. That arm bar works wonders in wrestling. Yeah.
Oh, look, your illegal shit got taken down.
Damn her.
Doesn't that suck? Just hate when that happens. Join us on Discord.
What's that mean?
I don't know.
It's like Skype but cooler. Discord, you can like make servers where it's just like a whole bunch of people and there's different like chat rooms. You can have like one for memes, one for just like actual people sitting in voice chat chilling.
Wow.
It's a cool gaming
service. That's interesting.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Do you do that?
I use Discord, yes.
Do you just go into random chats and talk to random people?
No, with the homies, though.
Oh, with the homies?
It's, like, one of the best ways I can talk to Trevor.
Oh, okay, I see. Yeah, I see.
And it uses less bandwidth than, like, most, like, in-game chats, so it's a good call. It's being a considerate roommate, something you would know nothing about.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about that.
Bitch.
I just gotta worry about it.
Worry about what?
All the electricity being used.
Are you worried we're gonna run out of power?
Yeah, it's gonna run out. And then what are you gonna do? Solar panels? And then they break, and then what?
Generators?
We go back to caveman times. Simpler times, if you actually think about it, you know?
Dalton, I'm killing and eating you week one.
Who here owns a gun?
Okay, but who here will get the drop on you?
Okay, better yet, who here doesn't leave his house ever?
This is true.
I mean, where are you going to catch me, at work or here?
I mean, I feel like I could probably kill you pretty easily when you come here. I'll just lay underneath a car.
Yeah, it's because I'm struggling to carry in all the shit.
Yeah, wait till your arms are full, crawl from out.
The computer, the microphones, the interface, this whole podcast. I'm carrying everything, you know?
Orange with my little hammer. I don't know. Beat you to death. Probably scream some kind of...
I feel like if you're going to kill somebody, the best way to do it... Just make it look like an accident, right?
No. I want them to know.
Okay.
It's a joke, but yes, obviously the best way to kill somebody is make it look like an accident, yeah.
Hard to do, though.
Yeah, so good luck stopping, bitch.
It's my plan. I'm going to be extra safe. I'm going to wear a condom at all times. A giant condom over my forehead.
Strapped up and wrapped up.
Yeah, we're ready to rock.
Cocks, glocks, ready to rock.
You can't stab me if I have a condom on my dick, right?
Yeah, that's totally how that works.
Yep, nothing will come out. There'll be no holes in the condom.
I love how John Anik is looking skinnier and skinnier each time. He looks like he has cancer. That's not good. And then Joe Rogan and DC both are getting less neck every time. DC has got a big lead, though.
I don't think DC has a neck at this point.
John Anik looks like he's fucking dying.
Joe Rogan looks like he's baked off his ass.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
DC looks like that dude from Saturday Night Live's dad.
Keenan Thompson?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
He does.
That's funny.
I just realized it. Holy shit.
That's a good pick. I've not heard that.
That's a good one.
Good call out, buddy. I like that. I'm going to steal that.
I'm going to steal that. Hi, I'm Todd. I'm a hack. I take everybody's jokes. The day that you walk up on stage, you go, "Have you ever heard Rudy Gobert talk?" I'm going to throw a chair. I'm going to throw a chair at you.
I'm Rudy Gobert, wee wee.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, "You motherfucker." I do the voices, you son of a bitch.
That's my opener for
this
the next 6 years.
This is the only thing
years.
I have.
That's my opener for the next 6 years.
Let him Chris or Will Smith you.
No, never in your life.
No, let him Will Smith you. It's
no. No.
Dave Chappelle?
No. No.
What if I just walk up on stage and give you a rock bottom? I feel like that's fair.
Okay, I mean, you can try.
RKO.
Yeah, RKO.
You can try.
What if I walk up, take your pants off?
You can I'm going to throw garlic bread at you from the back corner by the
okay.
exit door.
That's not cool.
What if I run up with a jar of peanut butter?
That's attempted murder.
Come here, Todd, you son of a bitch.
My one weakness.
You I'm hungry, motherfucker? Take the peanut butter, open it up, throw it at you. I'll put it in a microwave before so it's nice and runny.
You just fucking cup your hand in a jar of peanut butter and wing it at me like an ape throwing shit.
Oh my god, perfect.
Grease you up in peanut butter. Make the greased up fucking deaf guy.
I'm not deaf.
You could act like it though.
I'm gonna...
You are kind of retarded. You know, I do feel like we didn't do an intro at all here.
No, because again, you just fucking started the podcast.
Yeah, but hey, welcome to Going Back Door. It's never too late, but like the present.
Throw
right?
me singing, because there was a little bit of me singing somewhere in this bitch. I remember that.
Yeah, I'll leave that in. I'm not going to throw it to the front, because I don't know exactly how to do that yet, so.
Oh, okay, never mind. Yeah. Well, you don't know how to do everything? What the fuck, dude? I just do, like, zero actual skills for this podcast.
I'm
going to
make you do something.
What?
Do you think you could do graphic design?
I mean, probably.
I mean, yeah. Well, you know what? That would be actually... I don't know. Yeah, you probably do some of it, yeah. Okay. You come up with some logos and stuff. I mean, we have logos already that were...
I like our logos.
Yeah, our logos are pretty decent. Did you like the website?
Wait, you actually bought a website?
Yes, I did.
It looks half decent, bro.
I didn't even look. I'm not even going to lie.
Yeah. You didn't even look?
So no. What else are you going to put in there? Do you have a shop in there? I didn't see it.
I didn't do a shop yet because we don't have any merchandise.
No.
At some
remember.
Point, probably.
Hey, remember, for your business is what you want to do. You don't have any merchandise right now, but you can do this very, very low budget and for free. So now, whatever merchandise you are going to be selling... You need to, like, if you're going to make t-shirts or whatever and stuff like that, you need to create it, copy and paste it, post pictures of everything, put it up there like you do have it. People start making their first orders. They make your first orders. Okay, now you have your first money to work with no product, and you just send them an email and be like, hey, we're getting so many orders, and, you know, for the next 2 weeks, we're going to be on back order. So we'll get back to you and send it out as soon as we can. So now you have the money coming in.
And then you never send the product. This is genius.
No.
We scam the shit out of people. Fuck yeah.
Because then...
Hell yeah, brother.
We have a website.
Yes, we do. Well, Goingbackdoor.com.
Just saying.
Sounds like a porn site.
Yeah. And it's powered by GoDaddy.
Yes, it is.
Hot. Powered by what?
I thought you would like that.
GoDaddy.
Oh, Jesus.
It's been forever since I've seen a GoDaddy commercial.
It's nowhere near as fucking sexual as it was.
Yeah.
So disappointing.
It's the whole...
Go for it.
I think they got confused for a porn site there for a while.
Probably.
I think that's probably why they had to change branding. Like, people come to our website and be like, what the fuck?
Where are the tits?
Michael, there will be another dog here.
What?
There will be another dog here. He's going to hang out for a bit.
Oh, well, you guys are at the bar?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's pretty lit.
Is it,
Little Murph?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's a little Murph. Yeah. Alex Perea looks good. Looks really good. He knocked out Israel Adesanya in kickboxing.
Wow.
Yeah. His only knockout loss ever. Okay, well, this has been episode 25 from the hip with it. Bam! It has been an amazing fucking time being here again with your hosts, me, Todd Elliott, and your other host, Dalton Todd. And then we were joined also today by Huddy.
Again. Thank you, guys. I almost fell asleep. You know how I do, but it was a joy being here, you know. It's always a pleasure speaking on whatever needs to be spoke about. So until next time, take it easy, guys.
Wait. Do you guys want to do plugs?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, we almost forgot to do that.
Follow me on Instagram at fucktoddgbd. We're also joined by my roommate, Michael.
What up?
Wait, here, I got plug music.
The fucking plug talk. Walk up with the stick talk, that stick talk. Okay. FuckToddGBD on Instagram. I don't remember my Twitter. I never use it because I'm a piece of shit. That's all I got.
Okay. How do you got anything?
Yeah, man. On TikTok, we got Dede Fit. No caps, no spaces, just regular.
No cap out here.
And then on Instagram, it's Dede Fit 01. Come at your boy.
All right, and then mine is the real D Todd, GBD on you everything.
Piece of shit,
scam.
Will you stop chewing gum directly into the microphone?
Yeah, that God damn it!
Just slapping your lips loud as shit.
It's the real D Todd on GBD, GBD on everything. Instagram, Twitter, all that. We do have a website. You can follow our podcast also on Twitter.
Yes.
At Going Backdoor. Our Backdoor Going on Twitter and Backdoor Going Backdoor going. On Instagram.
Going
and area. Then we also do, like we mentioned earlier, we have a website. Check that out. A few cool features on there. We've got the first episode. It's on the main page. If you go to the About Us section, we have a thing where you can send in comments or anything like that. If you want to be like a guest or something like that, you have an idea for us. You can also send that in. There's also a donation thing at the bottom, too. If you like it, you feel like giving us a few bucks, sure, cool, whatever, we'll take it. I think that does it.
We'll send you feet pics.
As far as plugs. Todd will deliver on that.
I have a really gnarly looking foot right now. It's still all bruised.
I will take screenshots of the pictures he sent me, and I will send those to you. If you send us $20 and the donation thing.
$20 for 10 toes. That's how it goes.
Yep, exactly. $2 a toe. So, I think that does it.
Thank you. We love you. If anyone's still here, you'd have fucking best.